everyone, welcome to Girl Code.
Hello everybody, welcome back.
Welcome back to Mini Mondays.
I love Mini Mondays.
Me too. For anyone that's new here, we've started a new segment on the podcast. It's called Mini Mondays, so you can expect short episodes from some of our favourite moments throughout the 4 years.
And with that being said, let's get straight into the episode.
We just wanted to talk a little bit, because we know you talk about it in the book, but toxic positivity.
Yeah.
So do you just want to talk about that and your opinions on it, how you balance and manage it?
Yeah, well, I feel like that is one of the biggest things about, like, essentially just social media culture, mm-hmm. is like the whole, we don't react to someone doing nothing. Like, you just don't. And so therefore, like, we're only being judged based on like the announceable things in our life. Like this kind of idea of like announcement culture, like those types of things I was saying, like getting married, having a baby, especially those ones for women. But like on top of that, obviously like getting promoted, starting your own business, like all of these different things. So we're judged on the sum total of our things. So we have like no value that we give to things that we can't announce. So like actually like getting your head down and working a bit more towards something like that, that actually is going to take longer. But, you know, we go for that instant gratification, the ones that you know, we're able to announce and we're able to kind of highlight and all of that. And I feel like that is just so harmful. And I don't think we realize how harmful it is, both for our own self-development, but also for like the, what happens when you're scrolling through social media is you are essentially constantly bombarded with what other people are doing. Just not because of anyone else's fault, but just because that's what we respond to. You're not going to respond to someone being like, another day,
yeah.
Like got up and did my 9 to 5, like all of this. So this whole, like, it's why also all of these different careers are like suddenly really glamorized, when realistically actually like owning a business isn't for a lot of people. And now a lot of people are getting into it and probably being like, the fuck is this about? Like, as in like, it, you know, like it, there's so many different areas of it. I feel like I've explained that so badly, but I just do think that one of the, you have to have like these boundaries around what you will and you won't consume. And I don't just mean in terms of like scrolling. I actually find things like TikTok, for example, one of the most relaxing forms of social media, because it is actually just like shit talking and all of that, which is much more associated with my, like my sense of humor.
Yeah.
But I do just find like that everything's got so overwhelming, and we're constantly like, constantly all of these things are thrown at us, whether we're working and like, it's, you know, in a work environment, or whether it's in a home environment, which I just think we've never been faced with before. And I also don't think we haven't really thought about how big a change that is. Like, imagine the 24-hour news cycle suddenly also being about all of your friends and family and like career and like all of these different things. So yeah, I just find it like an important thing to be bearing in mind. And in terms of like how I deal with it, just kind of like setting the boundaries of like what I will and won't consume, and just like needing to like constantly like remind yourself, like, you, if you're only going to be judged by like the sum total of what you're achieving, you're only going to be getting joys out of those things that can be announced. And that's just cannot be the case, because some of the best things in your life are not going to be things that are going to be announced. Working towards like a happiness where you actually like enjoy the journey, enjoy your everyday. I'm really good at working towards things that like I can announce and like get me likes on Instagram and all of that stuff, but it's actually like those are not the things that bring me joy in the everyday. And I feel like I often forget those things, because it's like, you know, you're going on
what's
that
next,
yeah, what you're like on that little hamster wheel.
Yeah
Do you feel the pressure? Obviously, you have a big online presence as well as your business. But do you feel the pressure to share, say, for example, when you're posting just your wins, announcing them, do you get pressure from the people who follow you to also share like your emotions and when you're sad,
yeah,
and you're having a bad day? And do you share that, and do you feel you need to?
Well, what's really interesting is like I really try and share that on like a fairness point of view. Like I feel like it's really important to like share those things, because otherwise you're literally only talking about the good things in your life. But also I made a conscious decision a few years ago, which is stupid considering we're going to go into talking about like but like I made a conscious decision a few years ago to essentially stop talking about my personal life like as part of my job, because then you're complete, like, imagine the pressure on your personal life if it's also part of like your personal brand. Also, I think as women, we're not taken seriously when we show our personal lives. It's like you have to either be this like boss bitch who doesn't have like, you don't even like talk about anything, like can't even think about them having a situationship, god for fucking bid, like all of these types of things. You're like, oh, what? But like, as in like you like, and I was just like, look, I'm gonna like, this is gonna be my career, I'm gonna do what I need to do and like move on. But I think that I try and show it, but at the same time try and have this like maintaining of
balance,
privacy.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it was terrible when I didn't, because everything was based on like how well you're doing in that, as well as how well you're doing in like work and all of that.
Yeah.
Now I'm happy I've got to a place where it's not like, I'm not unhappy to talk about my personal life at all, but it's not like the basis of what I talk. Like, I don't think anyone knows really at any time what's going on outside of my work.
Right.
So it's tough, but that's exactly why you need to like look at like people looking at my social media, for example, have to take everything with a pinch of salt, because it's like, I'm literally showing you a fraction of my life out of the choice to keep myself private, like to keep it private.
Yeah.
But also you're now seeing nothing. So like, imagine if it's a really shit day. If I sat on my story and started bawling my eyes out, that would be very like,
what?
Trisha Paytas.
Like, what's going on here?
I'd be like totally into it. I like don't really share anything except on the podcast. So I can't relate, but I can't think of anything worse than having a bad day.
Imagine having a breakup and being like,
and having to,
and people being like, talk about it.
I had literally like one public relationship, and I remember that when I went through that breakup, one of my first thoughts, not like, oh, I'm heartbroken and this is an absolute shit show, was like, fuck, I've got about a week until people find out.
It's actually interesting that we said we have basically no idea about your personal life now, because before I met you, when we went to Fiji, I had no idea, like, anything about you except for, like, just,
it's
like...
It's an art.
Yeah, but, like, personal life, I mean. How do you balance being a CEO and a 25-year-old?
I would say that I'm really bad at it. No. No. Yes. I should be a politician. No, I do generally think that I'm really bad at, like, a balance, because I'm very obsessive about work. I feel like one thing I'm really good at is work and, like, working hard and, like, putting in the hours and all of that. Like, it's one thing I can definitely do, which means that everything else just takes a bit of a hit. I definitely went too hard at uni in terms of the work. And I look back and I'm like, you could have just had a good time. Like, you really could have enjoyed yourself. And I know that that's like easy to then look back in a situation that you've built for yourself a few years after uni and be like, why didn't I have more fun? But I do think like, I would have literally like shaken myself and be like, chill the fuck out. Like, just like have some fun, go out, it's not that deep. Like, I was going back to London all the time. I was really concentrated on building everything, and I'm like, of course that paid off in certain ways, but it's also like, I definitely could have just done that better. And I feel like that's a theme that I've managed to maintain, consistency, ladies, but have just like managed to maintain. And I feel like I've definitely been thinking more and more recently about like, you have to build yourself a life that you genuinely enjoy. And I feel like I love where I'm at with my work and everything, but it's just so unmaintainable, like so unmaintainable. And I just constantly feel in a state of like, I'm just having to compromise everything. And I feel like I'm just like not doing anything right. So that's a
problem. We were talking about this though, actually. When you do so many things, do you feel like you don't actually give anything 100%?
So much. I feel like I've obviously had success on social media, not like, you know, whatever, like end game success or whatever, but like definitely my ability to work hard and work a lot has definitely paid off on social media. But I also feel like it means that I constantly get rewarded for that. So I constantly do more and more. And it's actually like, as I said before, some of the things that you don't get rewarded for and don't announce are like the most rewarding things in your life. And I just don't think I've been like good at doing that. Don't get me wrong. Like, I still make time for my friends and all of that, but it's always 100 miles per hour. Like, I can't remember the last time, like, I probably like sat and like just like enjoyed something and didn't know every minute of what I was doing the next day or whatever it might be. Because what I do is split over a number of different things, whether it's like podcasts or Tala or Shreddy or whatever. It's like a lot of the questions that come through are like, how do you do so much? And I feel like a lot of it is teams and like saying it's definitely not always me and all of that. It's like teams and teams of people doing this. It's not me posting on like all of the Instagrams or like whatever it might be. But I also think that actually one of like the biggest things to say is it's like, I'm not good at seeing an opportunity that like would be successful for me and not taking it. And I feel like that loses me marginal amounts of like how much I enjoy my life every time. And I know that's such a privileged position to be in, because to be saying like, oh, I should just not take that opportunity and just like have a bit more life, but like in my head it's like I have to take every single thing that would be good for my career and do every single thing that would be good for my career, rather than it being like, maybe You I could just like, break. Yeah, or like not even do a proper break, but just like have concentrate on one thing for a time.
Yeah.
Like at the moment, it's like Tala, Treddy. Tala takes up most of my time, then Treddy, then I've got the podcast, then I'm doing planners, like all of the, like I'm trying to build out my personal team so that a lot of those things can be like, it's so much. And it's like, if you look back earlier that year, I wasn't really doing the podcast. I wasn't really doing planners, like all of this. It's like, it happened so fast. And then I look back and I'm like,
are you working on like cutting that down a little bit or just hiring?
In my head.
Yeah.
Not actively yet. Yeah, okay. Because it's like also you have to keep them like going at 100 miles per hour. And also there are lots of people involved in everything. Yeah. Like it affects everybody's lives. It's not like even say like Tala, for example, you know, 30 or so people's like jobs and mortgages and families like at any one time. That sounds like I'm about to like wind down Tala. That's not the case at all. Like Tala is 100% my main concentration and my like biggest passion. And I'm like so excited about like the future for it. But it's also like running a startup is enough for one person.
Oh yeah.
Like you don't need to be doing all of these things, especially if it's like we're trying to scale it at the rate that we're trying to scale that. And it's like, but here we are.
I can't even.
And then also just trying to like live your 20s.
Yeah.
Like you're 25. Like,
But that's the thing. I think I'm really bad at just like enjoying and like enjoying the journey. And it's one of the things I talk about in the book a lot. And I'm really, really good at giving advice and taking none of it. Like that's my, I would say my biggest skill.
I mean,
yeah. But I feel like that is one of the biggest things. And then I'm like, I like how much you actually enjoying your everyday. I enjoy the fact that I'm busy all the time and that I have control over it. That's probably not enjoying. Yeah. Like I can't take, there's no circumstance that someone could be like, oh, come to dinner tonight and I could do it.
Yeah.
Or like I have to plan seeing the people closest to me literally like a month in advance. Obviously I'm in a very, like I'm in a great position.
Yeah.
And I know that like me a few years ago even would have like killed for this.
Mm.
It is just like, sometimes you need to like look at it and be like, is this good on paper or is this actually good?
Yeah,
like, are you actually enjoying this or are you just doing this because currently you're like making more than you were 6 months ago and people find it really impressive? At some point, maybe just stop being so greedy and sit down and like take a step back and like actually enjoy your life.
And that's it for this week's Mini Monday episode.
We hope you enjoyed. And if you want to listen to the full length version of the episode, we'll put the link in the bio for you to check it out.
See you on Thursday for our next full episode.
Bye.